All right, I think we're done on that part. Thank you, everybody. I'm fully engaged with the concerns there, and I'm perfectly willing also to fly out to D.C. and, you know, engage on the ground if that becomes necessary. Okay, if I thought it would be necessary for me to come there next week, I would come there next week. But at this point, I'm sending in help, and we're going to take a look at the situation, and I've stopped any other changes from occurring at this point until we figure out what we're doing there. Okay. And I welcome everybody's feedback from that single area. Okay.
You said you were sending in help. I just didn't get that part.
Well, you don't have a PC in D.C. right now, so you've got to have someone to help with dealing with the programming. Regardless of what's changed, there has to be someone in that capacity. And also, you have a fund drive, which is supposed to start tomorrow, which I think under these circumstances is an extremely challenging situation, since I would anticipate that programmers who are discontented are not necessarily going to wish to participate the way they would normally, and the entire situation is sufficiently difficult that I obviously have concerns about what will happen with the fund drive, which then impacts on things like payroll, operating budgets, and absolutely everything to do with the survival of the Washington, D.C. station. So I'm dealing with this as the emergency situation that I perceive it to be, which is that we need to stabilize the situation, we need to stabilize the station, we need to focus on the move, and I need to have, you know, some staff in there to help make that happen. I can't just leave your station, you know, languishing in its current condition with, you know, inadequate resources to address the situation. Okay, so I it's just, as far as I'm concerned, this is a developing, ongoing situation, but I have to address things like the fund drive, which right now I don't perceive good things for unless I take some other actions, okay? So, all righty. Next thing on the agenda is we don't have a CFO report, so we're going to go for the committee reports, which would be the coordinating committee.
Philly at elections, and I'd like to be on the stack for that, please.
Thank you. The affiliate director's question. I'm sorry, I was trying to pull up your agenda in there. Thank you. Okay, so go ahead. You can be first on staff, Bill.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, we have two positions for affiliate director, and it turns out we have two outstanding candidates, two and only two candidates for the affiliate director positions. So I'd like to move that we nominate by acclamation, that we elect by acclamation both Heather Gray and Janice Lane Ewart. They both have looked like they're really good, outstanding candidates to be our affiliate directors for the next year.
Objection. If you want to go to staff.
Okay, first, let me see if there's a second before you object. Was there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you. That's all right. And there was an objection from Lydia, is that correct?
That's correct.
I'm sorry, but I'm a FIA. Sorry. All right, staff, discussion? Discussion, we have a motion, we have an objection. Anybody want to talk, pro or con?
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
Can we know what the objection is?
Sure. We know what the objection is, Afia.
Without commenting on the the candidate herself, Janet Ewart, I believe is her name. My challenge goes to that of the process and the fact that and protesting the continued fostering of the affiliate directorships into political positions that wind up not serving the interests of affiliates, number one. Number two, that disrespect the structure and process of Pacifica, which guarantees, excuse me, that not only will the interest of affiliates continue to be disregarded, but the needs of Pacifica will continue to be disregarded. Now, the bylaws are quite explicit as to what the requirements are. And those requirements are that the nominee is nominated by the general manager or the secretary of the board of the station. In the case of associations, that those associations have bylaws and that those bylaws are consistent with now, and as for the station that Janet represents, the nomination is made by the program director. And for those of you who were on the board at the time, Lori Taguma, you will recall that Lori Taguma's nomination was disqualified for that very reason. That the nomination was made by the station program director, not the general manager, nor the board secretary. Second, with regard to the association that Norman Stockwell claims to represent, no such association actually exists, and no bylaws exist as well. And that is a fact based on my initial and continuing effort to either formalize the concept that was articulated in 2003 and came closest to existing in with the formation of the Grassroots Radio Conference, but which itself repudiates any such formal existence. So the nomination is a sham. It does not do respect to the nominee, nor does it do respect to the organization or the organizations, the affiliates that it claims to represent. And on that basis, I would urge that the nominations be separated. I would support the election of Heather Gray by acclamation and move that second nominee spot be reopened for further submissions.
Teresa, for the staff.
Hold on. Is that your motion, Thea, that the two candidates be separated? Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that the second one be reopened? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Who is the second?
This time it's Nia Summer.
Nia? Okay, thank you. All right, and I had Teresa. Go ahead, Teresa.
All right. Because of some vague insinuations that came up at the coordinating committee Monday night, I have since made some phone calls. I have spoken with Elizabeth Robinson of KCSB, for example, and I've spoken with Norman Stockwell of WORT. I've spoken with Bear of KMUD. I have spoken with other people and received email. I call everyone's attention to the email which was sent by sent to the Pacifica National Board. I was CC'd on a letter that was sent to Christine Yera, which outlines the process. And I do want to remind the board that neither the associate the affiliate association is on trial or is here for interrogation, and neither is this candidate. Afia says that this candidate does not do this disservice, and I think that's absolutely true. She submitted her name. She included a letter saying she was interested in the position. Norm Stockwell, the secretary of an affiliate association, nominated her. We say that they need to have a procedure, but we don't state what that procedure has to be. Elizabeth Robinson, Bear, Norm Stockwell are highly respected at their affiliate station, and they have gone through their process, and that letter outlines the process. There was a letter from the program director at KFAI that was actually unnecessary, and so maybe perhaps Afia Wangaza is mistaken in thinking that he nominated her or she needed that nomination. She doesn't. I mean, Afia has nominated herself as a general manager for several years now, and in this instance, she has given us a beautiful resume, and at this point, a number of other general managers of other radio stations have sent letters or emails to Norm, which he has forwarded to us, and I encourage you to read them because Rip Robinson, among others, somebody in Kabul, Missouri, and people from other affiliate stations love this candidate and want this candidate. And I think that this objection is an insinuation that something was done wrong, and she has done nothing wrong. I think that there's overwhelming evidence that people support her as candidate. And I hope that we will get on with it and elect a new affiliate director. I thank Afia Wangaza for her service, but this is just not fair to our candidate. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
This is Nia Summer. This is Nia Summer. Can you hear me?
Okay, Nia, I've got you. Afia, I'll put you back on after the people.
Point of order. Do we have a time going?
I'm sorry. What is the time on this?
We're not at time yet, please. I am watching the clock.
Thank you, Evelyn. Okay, go ahead, please. Nia?
Yes. On Monday at the coordinating committee meeting, like Afia said, this was raised. And I don't think it's a matter of making sure. I said it Monday, and I'm saying it again. It's a matter of making sure that everyone is treated fairly. For the record, I don't know this woman. I don't never seen a picture of her. I have no idea who she is. But like Afia said, in 2009 with Lori Taguma, at that time she was the general manager at the time of her nomination, and she met the deadline. By the time it got to the PND, she was somehow terminated or whatever. We did not know that. And Lori's application was denied. However, David Beaton, his was 4 days late, and he was accepted. And back then, I said it's only fair, since they both had something wrong, quote-unquote, with their nominations, to extend the nomination for about another week or two, open it up to all affiliates who want to apply, and have them apply, quote-unquote, properly. The concern that I have is that it's not that we're not being consistent. How is it that Lori Taguma could have been disqualified in 2009, but in 2012 you have someone with a similar situation and she is being accepted? That's my only concern. And that's for the foundation's sake. It's not personal. I suppose they've recruited her, feels very personally responsible for her. She's fine. I understand that. It's human nature, but I think our interest should be first, that of the foundation. And that's if it wasn't good enough for Lori to do in 2009, I don't think it's good enough for this woman here in 2012. Just extend the nomination period and have her apply properly, as she should have. And another thing, we didn't know until Teresa said on Monday that she's no longer the general manager of that station.
Summer?
Yeah,
Teresa for the stack.
Alex for the stack.
Thank
Campbell
you.
For
okay.
the stack.
Okay, hold on. I had Teresa. Was there somebody before Campbell?
Yeah. Alex.
Alex, okay, thank you. I thought I heard another man's voice. Thank you. Okay, so it's Teresa, we have, Alex, Campbell.
Didn't you also have a Fia?
Yes, but you've spoken once at great length, Fia, so I'm putting you back on after you've left spoken at all.
We have 1 minute time.
Thank you. Okay. Teresa, you're next.
But Teresa already spoke.
Please put me after a Fia.
No.
Teresa, I apologize. You did speak once. I'm sorry. Alex is next, then, and then Campbell. And then I'll come to a Fia and Teresa. We're going to run out of time, too, of course. But somebody can make a motion for more time. Alex, you're next.
I'll just be quick. There have been several statements made to the effect of this application was improper, but there's absolutely no concrete explanation of why anyone thinks the application is improper. I don't see anything improper about the application. I think we have two very fine candidates for directorship from the affiliates, and I think we should just move on and accept them by acclamation. And I oppose these objections.
Thank you. Campbell, you're next, and we're going to be out of time.
Yes. Very quickly, the standard that was given for Lori Takuma should be the standard that applies to all candidates as well, and to change the nature of this, for one candidate as opposed to another, I think is very unfair. And I think that wouldn't be a problem would be to have statements from the people themselves. But if she was not general manager and was not recommended appropriately, then I think that that's a problem and should be open to other candidates. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. We're out of time. Okay, so folks, we got a motion on the floor and we have a substitute motion on the floor. Motion on the floor is to approve both candidates by acclamation, as they are the only two people who have applied for positions. The substitute motion is to bifurcate the issue and to approve Heather Gray's nomination and to reopen the other candidates, to not approve the other candidate and to reopen that slot to other candidates for the affiliate position. So we will vote on the substitute motion first. If you support the substitute motion, which is to separate
Summer?
The candidate. Yes?
Was Nia's a second amendment? I'm not sure. The one that I think she said 2 weeks, or she put it.
No, there was no amendments, and nothing was.
She didn't make any formal motions or amendments. She didn't. It was the second, so we don't have a timeline defined there. The motions that are on the floor, the substitute motion, would separate the two candidates, approving the first nominee, Heather Gray, and reopening the second seat for other nominations for affiliate directors. If you support that motion, then you would vote yes, and it would become the main motion. If you do not support that motion, then you would vote no, and if it's defeated, then we would go on to the main motion, which was to approve both candidates by acclamation. So those are the two motions that are on the floor, and, of course, you can always abstain. The first one, again, is to separate the two candidates and approve the first one and to reopen the second seat. And the main motion is to approve both candidates. So we're going to call the roll on the substitute motion first. And if you support it, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Phil, if you could, please call the roll.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
No.
Thank you. Ivan Alzame?
No.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
No.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Liddy Brisson?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis?
No.
Thank you. Revlon Gold?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Can I vote?
Are you voting?
Can I vote?
Yes, of course. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
No, I would say no.
I would say no too.
Yeah, okay. I was for clear on that one.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to. I don't think affiliate directors can vote for the in the.
Right.
For the,
exactly.
Point of order, Bill. Affiliate directors cannot vote in elections. There's no reason they can't vote on this particular motion, though.
I think in this particular circumstance, Heather is taking the higher course to recuse herself from either of the motions.
Point of order. Heather is not affected. Heather is not affected by either of these votes. So there's no conflict of interest.
You mean because they both
bylaws?
Both motions. Both motions appoint Heather Gray as affiliate director.
Enough.
A point of order.
Vote for herself.
Point of order. The bylaws require the affiliate directors to recuse ourselves.
A point of order. Another point of order, Summer. This is Nia.
Go ahead.
Okay. If we were doing a quote-unquote secret ballot, neither Ifea nor Heather would be voting. Therefore, this applies. Wouldn't it?
This is Heather. I'd like to tell the board that I would prefer to recuse myself in this instance.
Thank you.
Point of order, then. I support what Nia said. Neither affiliate director votes on this, on these issues.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Ken's right. I think neither one should vote. Okay. Ken to John.
Oh, Ken is right, Bill.
That's beautiful.
The statement of the bylaws is correct.
Campbell Johnson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the substitute.
Thank you, Ali Alexa.
No.
Thank you. I guess Sophia's not voting. Laura Purvis? Can't hear Laura.
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Thank you, George Ryder.
Yes.
Actually, this is Laura. I meant to vote yes. I'm confused.
Okay, Laura votes yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. A no vote is on the substitute. I vote no on.
Okay. Okay. So George votes no on the substitute. Tracy Rosenberg?
No on the substitute.
Thank you. Dan Siegel is excused. Alex Steinberg?
No on the substitute.
Thank you. Andrea Turner is excused. Okay, yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So the substitute fails. Should we vote on the main motion?
Thank you,
I have eight yeses. I have eight yeses. None of it matters, Madam Chair.
Okay, yeses. I have Nia, Wesley, Lydia, Revlin, Campbell, Laura, Marcel. That's seven, I believe.
And what was the no's? How many?
Ten.
Ten no's, seven or eight yes, is that what we're hearing? So either way, the substitute is defeated. I'm sure the recording secretary got a final count also. We move on to the main motion, which is to accept both of these nominations. Can you go ahead and call the roll, Bill, please?
By acclamation was the wording.
Right.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah,
I don't think we're doing that.
Yes.
Thank you, Ivan Alsame.
Yes.
Thank you, Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Thank you, Nia Bediako.
No.
Thank you, Wesley Bethune.
No.
Thank you, Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Thank you, Lydia Brisson.
Point of order. Since there are two no votes, it can't be by acclamation.
Right.
So we will strike the word by acclamation, okay? But this is a vote to accept these two nominees as the affiliates.
But that was the proposal.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have...
Order in the middle of calling the roll, though. It's totally improper. Please allow him to finish calling the roll. Thank you. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Revlon Gold?
No.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Can't vote.
Oh, you're not voting. Sorry. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. If he is not voting, Laura Privis?
No.
Can't hear you, Laura.
I said no.
Marcel Reed? Oh,
no.
Laura votes no. Okay, Laura votes no, and Marcel Reed, what was that?
No.
Okay. Thank you. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. Casey Rosenberg? Can't hear you, Tracy. Dan Siegel?
I'm sorry, Bill. Yes, I said yes.
That's great. Tracy votes yes. Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Andrea Turner's excused. Okay, yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So the motion is approved.
Thank you. Okay, motion carries. Welcome.
Congratulations,
Heather. Thank you. Yes, congratulations.
Thank you, everyone.
Point of order.
Yes.
We agreed to strike the words by acclamation, correct?
That's correct, because we're not doing it by acclamation. We took a vote. So. So, yes, it'll be whatever the first part of the motion was to accept these nominees. Well, Pacifica Board has just voted to accept them as the affiliates representatives.
Point of information.
Point of order.
Point of order, and then point of information. Go ahead, Alex.
I'm not quite sure it's a point of order, but would it be proper for the executive director or the chair of the board in this case to welcome the two affiliates to the Pacifica National Board?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure I should be sending out a welcoming email to our new affiliate director. So I'll do that.
Thank you.
That was my point of information, whether you would be contacting the candidates on the call.
Yes, I will do that. Okay, I'll get that taken care of tomorrow.
This is Ken with a point of information.
Yes, Ken.
When is that appointment effective of the new affiliate director?
It's the new seating of the board, correct?
Does that mean that the current secretary is not qualified to, or just stays on position?
Well, I imagine, folks, anybody else want to weigh in on this? So I don't want to guess here. I forget from last year. Does the new affiliate director get seated before the whole new board?
Tracy for the staff. Absolutely not.
Go ahead, Tracy. If you don't need to speak out of turn, I'm happy to recognize you. Tracy is the one who's recognized next. Please go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I'm actually going to agree with Estia here. I mean, I've been on the board for a while. We are having an affiliate election for the 2013 board term, and the new affiliate directors will be when the 2013 board is seated, which
Thank
will be
you.
At
That's
the in-person meeting in January.
That's what I presume, Tracy. Thank you. Okay.
And that was Nia. Tracy, not Estia. That was Nia. Just so you don't implicate Estia necessarily.
Sure. Go ahead, Nia. What?
I was telling Tracy it was I and not Estia, so we don't implicate Estia unnecessarily.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I presumed it was for the seating of the new board, so it'll be next month sometime. Okay, very good. I will send out an invitation to I'll let the new affiliate director know that she's been checked in.
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Ms. Chair.
Mm-hmm.
I came on the call late. Did we interview this person like we've always done with all affiliate directors? Did I miss the interview?
I have an interviewer.
Okay. For as long as I've been around here in governance, we've always interviewed the candidates
I thought maybe I missed it earlier in the open session. So we have not interviewed her.
No, it's hearsay.
So only the people who recruited her has talked with her. Now I know that you guys have already voted for her. That, I think, is just really, really way out of bounds for the record. And I would like to know the record for that, please, Madam Chair, that Nia Bediako is noting that we did not interview this new affiliate director like we always have. I'd like that to be recorded in the minutes, please.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Recording Secretary, please note that for the record.
And highly
unusual.
I'm sorry, who else?
Ken, I'd like to go on the record.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
I don't think the negligence is in the board voting to accept the two directors. Negligent may be in the personnel committee not doing the interview in a timely fashion, but I wouldn't put it on the board. The board has to appoint the directors.
Personnel committee?
Madam Chair, this is Nia. Madam Chair, this is Nia.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, that is not the purview of the personnel committee. Absolutely, positively not. So that doesn't need to be in any record unless we as a board want to look silly. The personnel committee does not interview affiliate directors.
Thank you. Okay.
Orders of the day. This is George.
Thank you, George. All right. It's been noted for the record, and your point is well taken, Nia. Thank you, George. And I believe we have next on the agenda would be the folks. Okay, we're at 7:13. So next on the agenda was the coordinating committee. Bill, would you like to go ahead and take that?
Okay, yeah, thank you. Well, we have three motions. I hope they'll be quick and easy. I'll just summarize them first quick, and then we can take them one at a time. First one is on the LSB officer elections. Any single area that has not met quorum by 12-31-12, meaning December 31st, shall be allowed to have the election of LSB officers in January 2012 after meeting quorum. Second one is about the annual meeting would be held in the New York City area. And the third motion was about that the in-person meeting shall be 4 days. So the first motion, again, this has to do with the elections now. And this is, again, any single area that has not met quorum by December 31st, 2012, shall be allowed to have the election of LSB officers in January 2012 after meeting quorum. And this was approved by the committee with four yes votes and three no votes.
A point of order. I mean, question, how can you have it in February 2012 when that date is passed?
2013. I kept saying 2013, but I was on mute, Bill. It's 2013.
2013.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. Here's your title. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Is there any objection to the first motion?
All right. I have a question.
Go ahead.
When is the next election?
You mean the next P&B, the next board, LSB,
Is the next?
Next year, we get to blow another $150,000 on our exercise and governance.
July 2013, that's the answer, July 2013.
There you go. Thank you.
So 7 months before, they will still be seating people.
That's correct.
Okay.
No, the election season opens up. They get seated December 2013 and January 2014 for LSB and P&B, respectively.
I think she means before the new election cycle starts. So, it's one of those bylaws amendments that needs to happen to kill this every other year elections business, but that's not on tap right now. All right, so is there any objection to this first motion?
Yeah, I object.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just want to say that it'll sink us if we do it financially, and if they don't meet quorum, just let them stay there until the next election.
This is Nia Summer.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Nia.
I'd like to call the question.
That's fine. Thank you. Question's been called. You go ahead and call the roll, Bill.
Okay, I guess you should ask if there's an objection to go ahead and voting.
Well, because I just did that.
Is it radio in the background?
Okay, sorry.
Sounds like Alex.
Okay. Somebody has something on in the background. If you could please mute your phones. Pound one. Thank you. So the motion on the floor is to allow LSBs that have not yet reached quorum to do their seating in January, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so if they you support that,
they're going to reach it by December 31st.
Thank you. So if you support that, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Thank you. Go ahead, Bill. Call the roll, please.
Point of information, please.
I'm sorry, point of information, Wesley?
Yes. Now, Bill and I, Nia, I don't know if others that are have fulfilled their 6 years and are entitled to be termed out. So how does that how is that affected?
This is Nia Summer.
Go ahead.
You will go to the runners-up list of the last certified election. So we certainly could not stay here past January. So whoever is the next runner-up on the local station board will just take our places and then, you know, then they keep going from there. But this is just a simple motion. You can't, you know, until they get quorum, December 31st.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Thank you.
I don't believe that is the case.
Everybody's talking at once. Please hold on a second. Nia, were you finished?
Yeah, so the question has been called.
Oh, God, yes. Sorry. Okay. But you you expounded after that. So, okay.
A point of information, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I believe that's not a correct interpretation that we replace people who are termed out by the next runners up. I think the people in place simply stay in place. That's the ruling of in the bylaws anyway. There's no provision replacing them with runners up. So just stay in place until the new board is seated. They're not replaced by last year's runners up.
And I think to put a fine point on the intent of the motion is this is envisioning. I would presume that LSBs would meet sometime in early January to seat their board so that we would still be attempting to hold a PNB meeting in late January, so it shouldn't necessarily affect the seating on the national board. At least that's the way I read the wording of the motion.
That's right, Summer. That's right.
Thank you. Okay, very good. So why don't we go ahead and take a vote on this, please? It's just to deal with the issue that we don't have quorum at certain stations, and we may or may not, you know, we'll see what happens. Bill, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay, Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsame?
No.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Pass.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Sorry, yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier abstains. Kathy Davis? Oh, I'm sorry. Bill Crozier votes no. Thank you. Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Reverend Gold?
No.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
I'm going to abstain.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
No.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza? Can't you hear you, Afia? Laura Privis?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
What, was that Afia?
Afia votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel.
Yes.
George Ryder? Oh, Marcel votes yes. Thank you.
Yes.
George? George votes yes. Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Thank you.
This is Ken.
Dan Siegel excused. Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
This is Ken. I have to change my vote. I made a mistake.
Okay, hold on. I'll get back to you, Ken. Okay, Andrea Turner is excused. Okay, Ken?
No.
Thank you. Let's see. Teresa Allen passed.
I say no.
Thank you. Kathy Davis passed?
No.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg passed.
Can I ask a point of information at this point? What happens if this motion fails and some of the LSPs do not have a quorum by the end of December?
Alex, you got to take a vote first. I can't answer all these questions in the middle of the vote.
Then I'm going to just abstain.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Carolyn wants to change your vote, please.
Okay, Carolyn?
I have the same question. I will abstain instead of voting yes. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I think we've got everybody. Yes, folks, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Somebody check me.
Yes, I got different. I got 7 yes, and I got 8 yes, 7 no's, and 2 abstentions.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't reach the next. I got 3 abstentions. Okay, the abstentions I had were Carolyn, Heather, and Alex. Would that explain the differences?
Hey.
Well, there's 17 people that have been voting, so.
Well, that would have been 19. Let me read the no's. So we agree on the yeses. No's, I have Ken, Ivan, Teresa, Bill, Kathy, Revelin, Ali, Tracy.
Oh. Okay, I didn't get Tracy.
No idea what to do.
Okay, so it's 8 and 8, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And two and two of
three abstentions. Three abstentions.
It's 8 and 8?
That's correct.
Okay.
I have a point of information, Summer.
Yes?
Yeah. Don't say so enthusiastically. It's a very logical question. Let's say quorum is met on the 29th of December, right? You're not going to have time to have a delegates meeting between the 29th and the 31st. When do people who vote no suggest that the LSBs meet to elect the roster?
Excuse me, this is a point of order. We don't engage in further debate in the middle of a vote. The chair has not yet voted.
Excuse me, you're not the chair. I'm speaking to the chair.
Folks, her point of order is appropriate.
That's
Neil,
my point of order.
The motion fails. I'm not voting here. I'm not sure what the solution is, and I don't have an answer. And frankly, I think I'm going to talk to our lawyer about this. This election is. I don't have anything good to say about it at this point. So.
Okay, but that's not the point, though.
I will get at some guidance on this because it's clearly a legal question for which we will require an answer. Okay. So, I hear your point, Nia, and
that's just common sense. I don't get it.
I understand that. I will get some guidance. Okay, the motion fails right now. We can revisit the issue.
Okay. Do we have a time certain for adjournment tonight or open session?
I believe it's in another 5 minutes. At least that's what I would want to say.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So
get the next 2 motions.
Please. What's the
okay,
next
motion
one?
Two. Motion two from Coordinating Committee. Location of the January 2013 in-person meeting says it shall be in the New York City area. It was approved by the committee by six yes votes and 2 abstentions. Are there any objections?
Thank you. Yes. Are there any objections to
I have a question. I have a question. This is Evelyn. How is that determined? We didn't have the one in Texas. Why aren't we in Texas?
Well, Texas was New York was actually next in rotation, and I raised Texas on the coordinating committee, but that was defeated. So New York is what won out, and it's actually the one that is supposed to be next in rotation. January in New York, there are pros and cons to January in New York, to be sure. So, but it was the next one that was supposed to be in rotation, and that's what won out on the coordinating committee call this week. So,
I think I can answer
are there,
any
objections to New York in the next PNB meeting?
Well, just kind of a point of information to help answer that. The reason we decided to swap them, the PNB decided to swap them last fall, was because New York's more expensive in the fall, but that doesn't apply in January. So presumably it's the least expensive time to go to New York, even though it may be the least desirable time to go to New York. I don't know.
Weather?
It's going to
be cold.
Yeah, I mean,
that
does all consideration.
We don't have time to chat about the weather. Call the question.
What? The point was it's supposed to be cheaper in the dead of winter because the weather's going to be miserable and we're all going to freeze, but it should be cheaper on the hotel bills, okay? Nobody else wants to be in New York in January either, not even the people who live there. So that's why I want it. So, all right. Who is that, Carolyn?
Yes. I'd like to call a question.
Thank you. Okay. So it's what's on tap. So is there any opposition to the next PNB meeting being in New York City?
Whether or not they have a station. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Okay. Whether or not they have a location?
Oh, well, we always have to pick the city first, then we pick the specific location. So, is there any actual objection to New York City? We just have to pick the city right now. So, hearing none, next PNB meeting will be in New York City. Okay. Thank you. Bill, get to the last motion, if you would, please.
Okay, motion three from coordinating. The January 2013 in-person annual meetings shall last 4 days. And again, to refresh people's memory, we only had two in-person meetings in all of 2012. And so the feeling that we can get a little bit more done. And also, I don't know if anybody verified this now, but when we checked several months ago, or I think it was last spring, it was considerably less expensive to fly back on Monday instead of Sunday. There was a question that came up, as we say, on the hotel rooms, and I don't think anybody had a chance to check on that yet. But we would presumably save substantial amounts on airfare, at least with a four-day meeting, plus give us another day's worth of meeting time. So that was the reason for this.
And I guess I'll elaborate a little on that also. Since the last 2 years, we have not met the bylaws required for meetings per year. We just aren't doing that anymore. By having a four-day meeting, although it doesn't make up entirely for the two other meetings per year that we are currently not holding, at least it adds an extra meeting day into the two meetings that we are holding, and we're able to get a little more work done that way. Functionally, the last day of any meeting is essentially a travel day. We get approximately 3 hours of meeting time in the morning, and then everybody has to peel out to the airport. So by having a four-day meeting, you get three functional full days and one travel day, whereas when we have a three-day meeting, we only get two functional full days and one travel day. So that's the other reason. One is, yes, it is cheaper to fly back on Monday generally than it is on Sunday, so it's more cost-effective. We're already spending the money to fly everyone to a location. And the difference in 1 day's worth of hotel bills, at least we're not paying for additional travel, and we pay less for the travel flying back that way, and we get more meeting time in that way, which does, to a slight extent, help make up for the meetings that we're not having. So there is some rationale behind it. Of course, some people are not able to stay for the Monday session, but again, the last day is the day in which we get the least amount of work actually accomplished, since the meetings are always over by lunchtime. So, all right, so... Is there an objection to the four-day meeting, or does anyone want to make a comment on it before we vote?
This is Revelyn. I just very briefly, I haven't been on the board that long. Is there any kind of expectation of the host station to, like, let's get to the airport or help get from the airport? Is any of that, is that just if they choose to or not?
No, there's definitely hosting expectations on the host station to a certain extent. That did come up in the coordinating committee call as well, which is part of the reason I advocated for going to Houston because, I'm not that keen on New York in January personally, but because it's cold. But really, logistically, also because New York is obviously in
in such a state of repair at this point, that whether that would create any logistics issues for the station in New York. But frequently, board members are the ones that help to pitch in to make those arrangements. So conceivably, it doesn't have to be a tremendous burden on the individual station, So we'll have to take into account the fact that we're going into a signal area that's having other difficulties at the moment. But, the logistics involved are, typically the P&D members in that signal area will take on things like, actually finding
water. Point of order, we're at time. We're at time, and we're discussing other things, not on the floor.
It's discussing New York.
There are some hosting expectations, okay, but we're already voted for New York. None of that will change because we're having a four-day meeting, okay?
All right, thank you.
Sure. Okay, so are there any objections to the four-day meeting?
Without objection.
Thank you so much, Marcel. Okay, so that one's passed.
Somewhere I have a motion.
I'm sorry?
I have a motion to extend time 15 minutes so we can get to the governance committee motion.
Is there a second?
I second.
We spent a lot of time.
Is that Aaron? Second?
Ken.
Okay.
10 seconds.
Thank you.
I didn't hear. What is the purpose of extending?
To go to the governance committee motion?
It's because we spent a whole lot of time on earlier things in the agenda, and we're not going to have much time next week because of the bylaws amendment. So
I object, Ms. Chair. I'm not going to be on the phone till 10 to 2 again today. I object.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I object as well because we were going to ask for a legal opinion on it anyway. I think George can.
Okay,
Ken.
I call the question on extending 15 minutes.
Thank you. Bill, can you just call the roll? It's obviously controversial. Some people want it, some people don't. If you support extending 15 minutes, vote yes. If you do not vote no, please.
Okay, just clarification. We're spending 15 minutes to look at what, the audit? Is that it?
No, it's a governance committee motion.
Governance, okay.
Yeah.
Very lengthy and controversial in nature.
And I would like to see this but not extended.
Okay, so
questions
like everything, somebody has a very loud radio, so please mute your phone or turn the radio down. Thank you.
And so this required two-thirds?
An extension of time? I don't think so.
Okay.
Yes, it does require two-thirds.
Was there a time certain on the agenda, Bill?
But I asked you if you had a time certain. You told me 7 minutes.
Time certain.
Okay, if it said time certain on the notice, then it would require that. Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead and call the roll, please, Bill.
Okay, Karen.
All right, you know what? You took a break. I know. One of my sides. Oh, well, not me.
It sounds like a prison movie.
It sounds like somebody on the East Coast.
In the background.
Yeah, that's from the East Coast, I'm sure.
Doesn't have the Texas accent.
Sounds like Brooklyn to me.
It's not us New Yorkers.
Okay.
I think it's
this time. This one time.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Okay, so I call roll Ken Aaron?
Yes, to extend.
Okay, Ken Aaron wrote yes. Ivan Elsame?
Yes.
Okay, Ivan. Ivan
yes.
Wrote yes. Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Neobedi Yako?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Reverend Gold?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
We're voting on 4 days.
We're voting on extending 15 minutes.
For the governance motion.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Okay. Yes.
That means yes? Okay. Thank you. Afio and Gaza?
No.
Thank you. More prison?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No.
That was a few voted no.
Four voted no.
Please
okay, thank you.
You on whoever's tinkling things. Thank you.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. And we hear somebody crinkling or potato chips or something. George Ryder?
No.
Thank you. Chris Rosenberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? He's excused. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune passed.
No.
Is that a yes?
No.
He said no.
No, okay. Marcel Reed?
No.
Okay, yes votes. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So it fails.
Right. Oh, sorry. Sarah, what's your time?
Okay. The motion fails. And?
Summer?
Yes?
The motion failed.
Thank you. So let's adjourn to closed session. Thank you.